I took it down working. Working.
Sorry to startle you, ma'am. I'm looking for your husband. That's a good one, sir. But I'm just helping out around the house. You see, we're a modern family. Harriet's out working late, so I'm up here straightening up and cooking dinner. Cooking and cleaning? My God, man, where's your self-respect? I have plenty of self-respect, sir. Oh, touchy. What is it, PMS? Here, this is for you.
A beeper?
That's right. From now on, when there's important police business that needs to be handled quickly, I can reach you anytime, anywhere.
Sir, are any other sergeants getting beepers?
No, just you. All my other sergeants have already had their annual performance review.
I understand, sir.
Excellent. Now stick that beeper in your purse.
Lieutenant, let me just emphasize one thing here. I wear the pants in this house. I am the breadwinner. I am the man of this house.
Hi, honey, I'm home. What's for dinner?
It's a rare condition this day and age to read any good news on the newspaper page. And love and tradition of the grand design, some people say it's even harder to find. Well, then there must be some magic clue inside these gentle walls. 'Cause all I see is a tower of dreams, real love bursting out of every scene.
Please come back.
It's the bigger love of the family.
Pancakes.
Make my waffles.
I'll take ice cream.
Get
an oatmeal.
Uh-oh, uh-oh. That's Lieutenant Murtaugh. This could be an emergency, and I'm not even dressed yet.
Oh. Carl hasn't moved that fast since he chased a donut downhill.
The sun.
Hey, that's from Romeo and Juliet.
Very good, that's right. The auditions for the annual school play are being held today. This year's offering is the Bard's immortal tragedy of two star-crossed lovers. Does that give you the shivers, my sweet?
Well, my skin is definitely crawling.
Steve, why don't you try out for Romeo?
No, that will make it a comedy.
You know, those were the exact words uttered by Miss Steuben, the play's director. But of course, she was bright enough to see that my dashing good looks and remarkable physical prowess would clearly overshadow the rest of the cast.
So she made you stage manager?
Yeah. Good night. Good night. Parting is such sweet sorrow. Then I shall say goodnight, till it be morrow. Oh.
So, Laura, are you going to audition for Juliet?
I'm not sure.
You should. You'd be great.
Absolutely. I mean, you are related to me, and I am a wonderful actress.
That's right. I've seen her tell a man she was 23 and not even blink.
Well, gotta go.
What was the emergency call?
Lieutenant Murtaugh wants me to pick up his uniform at the cleaners.
Watch this performance.
Oh, Carl! Don't go out there all alone. We're crazy about you, you big lug. When will it all end? The robbing, the killing, the uniform picking upping. I just can't take it anymore. Still got it.
Yeah, but who wants it?
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, everyone.
You were all very good.
You're all very, very good.
Stop that.
Stop it.
Now. Steven, take a seat.
Where?
Pittsburgh.
Oh, Mr. Steuben, you slay me.
As I was saying, the auditions were spirited, but the part of Romeo will be played by Daniel Wallace.
I knew he'd get it. He's gorgeous.
Girl, I can't wait to see him in tights.
Now, I have narrowed the choices for Juliet down to two girls. It will either be Maxine or Laura. Daniel, would you mind reading with the ladies?
Well, it will be my extreme and intense pleasure.
Maxine, you go first.
But soft, what light through yonder window breaks? It is the east, and Juliet is the sun. See how she leans her cheek upon her hand. Oh, that I were a glove upon that hand, that I might touch that cheek.
You are so gorgeous.
Thank you. Thank you, Maxine. That was a very interesting interpretation.
How'd I do?
Oh, you were great.
All right, Lawrence, your turn. Let's start with line 31, act 2, scene 2.
Dost thou love me? Oh, gentle Romeo, if thou dost love, pronounce it faithfully.
Oh, there's our Juliet.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Good night. Good night. Parting is such sweet sorrow that I shall say good night till it be morrow.
Sweetheart, you look fine.
Thank you, Carl.
In fact, why don't you and I just skip dinner and stay home tonight?
We could do that.
Yeah?
But if we do, we'll miss the all-you-can-eat special at Shea Josephine's.
Let's go.
No, not Murtaugh again.
Sweetheart, I know it's a pain, but I'm in my annual performance review time, and I gotta be on my best behavior. But don't worry, I'll just call Lieutenant Murtaugh and tell him we have special plans.
Now, always.
always remember, Laura, that great acting comes from within. Legendary performances come from actors who can reach deep down into their souls and dredge up pain. Can you feel it, Laura? Can you feel a pain?
I feel a pain, Aunt Rachel. And I'm hoping it'll go back into the kitchen.
Carl's telling Lieutenant Murtaugh that we're busy tonight and he's not available to run his personal errands.
Yes, sir. That's two burgers, well done, small order of fries, and one vanilla shake. Yes, sir. Got it, sir. No problem. Glad to do it, sir. Okay. Bye now. Now, Harriet, I know what you're thinking. But the poor guy's car is in the shop, and he's lying on his stomach with a very painful boil.
Carl, I don't believe this. I rush home from work, take 2 hours to get ready, and now I've got to stay home because your boss has a boil.
You see, Laura, that's the kind of pain I'm talking about. Now, if you could reach deep down into your soul.
Well, I better go get Lieutenant Murtaugh's food and ointment. You know, I don't think that this night can get any worse.
Hi-ho, Winslow.
I was wrong.
News.
What?
What? Daniel Wallace is in the hospital with appendicitis.
But we open in 2 nights. Who's gonna play Romeo?
Oh, no. Yes, my cuddly Capulet. Tis I. So when we perform the famous balcony scene, it will be my lips pressed hotly against yours.
Rachel?
Yes, Laura?
I found that pain.
Bravo, Juliet! Bravo, Juliet! Encore! Encore!
Carl, do you have to do that after every scene?
Ma, I happen to be proud of my daughter.
I wish I could say the same about my son.
Poor Laura.
What do you mean?
The balcony scene is next. Think she'll really kiss Steve?
I don't know. Every time I ask her about it, she just cries and takes another Rolaid.
Oh,
did you bring that beeper to the play?
Well, Ma, Lieutenant Murtaugh ordered me to carry it at all times. I'll go see what he wants. No. No, I am not going. No. This is my daughter's big moment, and I'm gonna be here to see it. Sorry, Lieutenant. This line is out of order.
Carl, I'm proud of you. You got your priorities straight.
Here goes the balcony scene.
To Romeo, if thou dost love, pronounce it faithfully.
Oh. Ouchie.
Steve, are you okay?
I bit my dagger.
Oh, swear not by the moon, the inconstant moon.
Then what shall I swear by?
Do not swear at all.
Madam?
I hear some noise within, dear love. Adieu. Good night. Good night. Parting is such sweet sorrow. That I shall say good night. Till it be morrow.
Oh, God, I wish it were morrow.
I know, Stephen. You're always sorry. Listen, Stephen, I've decided to retire from the theater arts department.
Oh, gee, that's a shame.
Yeah, well. Stephen, you're not taking home ec next semester, are you?
Now?
Oh, good. I'll teach that then. Oh.
Steve?
Huh? The fair Juliet. How lovely thou lookest.
Are you okay?
Sure.
Good. Some lunkhead broke jerk, jerk, jerk all over your makeup mirror.
That's okay. I'm the lunkhead.
Well, why'd you do that?
Because it's true. I am a jerk. Laura, I ruined the play.
Steve, it was an accident. I mean, it could have happened to anybody. Well, there must be somebody else it could have happened to.
Nope. It was Vintage Urkel. Laura, I've dreamed all my life of being kissed by you. And when it finally happened, I blew it. I turned a magical moment into a three-ring circus.
Steve, you made a mistake, that's all.
But I ruined it for you, too. I mean, you were the best Juliet there ever was. And I made you look like a fool.
Believe me, Steve, nobody thinks I'm a fool.
Really? Do you mean it, or are you saying it just to make me feel bad?
I mean it. In fact, the audience liked what you did. I mean, they gave us a standing ovation, 5 curtain calls. They loved it so much, they wouldn't even let us finish the play.
Well, we couldn't finish the play. I leveled Verona. Thanks for cheering me up, Laura.
You're welcome. Touching. Sorry. Come on, let's go to the cast party.
Great. Mom, I have a question to ask you. Why did you take the time to pull me out of my misery?
I don't know.
Did you do it out of a love?
No, I did it out of pity.